Hi, everybody. It's Francie Hakes from Best Case, Worst Case, and I am home in Atlanta talking to Laura from the Fall Line. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to talk to another podcaster. I'm very excited about hearing from you what you all are doing this season on the Fall Line. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Fall Line and what you all talk about?
Absolutely. The Fall Line is a real-time investigation of a cold case from Augusta, Georgia from 1990. We're looking into the disappearance of twins, Jeanette and Danette Millbrook, who disappeared on their way home from a gas station and whose case was closed in 1991 on what the Augusta Chronicle called hearsay. The case was reopened in 2013, and there hasn't been a lot of movement since then. So our podcast is focused on getting that movement to happen and also asking questions about how the case ended up where it is today.
And you all have the cooperation of the children's family, right?
Yeah, the full participation of the family. They're regularly interviewed, and they have been extremely helpful in building the podcast.
So do you consider yourselves to be an investigative podcast?
I would say we are an investigative podcast, though we are not investigators by trade. We're just people who are interested in finding out the truth for this family.
Well, that's fantastic. I love that you all are doing that, and I love that it's a local, at least close to Atlanta case and close to my heart here in the South. So I hope everybody tunes in to The Fall Line. You can get it on iTunes or any listening app. Is that right?
Absolutely. And since we're speaking of the South, that was one reason why I was excited to talk to you, as so many of your cases take place in Georgia, as you are a Georgia girl.
I am a Georgia girl born and bred, and I'm very proud to be doing Best Case, Worst Case with former FBI profiler and writer-producer of Criminal Minds, Jim Clemente. He and I on Best Case, Worst Case are trying to take our listeners behind police lines by interviewing our friends and our colleagues in law enforcement about how some of the most infamous, notorious, and famous cases have impacted them in their lives. So we think it's a little bit of a different look at cases from the insider perspective, because we talk to the cops and prosecutors who actually lived those cases. And you're right, some of our initial cases have been some of my own colleagues from here in Georgia, and I'm excited to highlight them on Best Case, Worst Case.
It's a completely unique kind of show. I've never heard anything like it before. I love it, and I'd love for you to tell me what the next episode is going to cover.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the next episode is actually going to be Bob Ruff from Truth and Justice Pod, his worst case. And it is going to be a gripping tale that people are going to be scared, emotional, and I think it's going to be a little bit cathartic for people to hear about what firefighters responding to the scene of a terrible accident experience. So that's our next episode on Best Case, Worst Case.
I can't wait. And we can hear it on iTunes and other platforms?
iTunes, Stitcher, any listening app. And it's been great talking to you, Laura. I really appreciate you coming in so we could kind of learn about each other's podcasts. So everyone out there, tune in to Best Case, Worst Case and The Fall Line.
Thank you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.